Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob G, bring us up to speed. We know Trevor Lawrence last night, big upset. Jacksonville falls to the Cincinnati Bengals, and by 3 points in overtime, Jake Browning, back up for the Bengals, Rob, came in, had a fantastic game.
Once-in-a-lifetime game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some people are expecting more. I hope they're not expecting that more often.
Yeah, good luck.
But but he was great yesterday. Threw for 300 plus yards, one touchdown, ran for another as they upset Jacksonville. And Cincinnati keeps its playoff hopes alive, Rob. But for Trevor Lawrence, of course, sprains an ankle. And fortunately, it is just a high ankle sprain. Looked like it was much worse maybe when he went down. But now they're talking like, you know, he may only miss one game or maybe more. But they've been talking about like it's a possibility he could play Sunday. I seriously doubt that. But fortunately, it looks like he won't be out the rest of the season or anything like that. So the thing is, Rob, he is just one of many NFL quarterbacks, of course, who is injured this season. And there have been a plethora of players, quarterbacks, who have gone down to injury. Rob G, come in, kind of bring us up to speed on that, and then what is popping on social media regarding all this.
Sure. So here's the list of quarterbacks that have injured this season. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow out for the season, Aaron Rodgers out for the season, Kirk Cousins out for the season, Deshaun Watson out for the season, Anthony Richardson out for the season, Daniel Jones out for the season. That's not counting guys like Kenny Pickett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr, who are going to miss one to multiple weeks for various injuries, right? Mm. As things stand right now in the AFC playoff race, four of the seven teams that would be in it today have backup quarterbacks. And you mentioned Trevor Lawrence. He may or may not play next week. I'm assuming he's not going to. But with the assumption that he won't play, at least he'll miss week 14. It sets up, these are some of the quarterback matchups we're going to get in the NFL in week 14. Bailey Zappe, Mitch Trubisky. C.J. Beathard versus Joe Flacco. Gardner Minshew versus Jake Browning.
Gesundheit.
Baker Mayfield versus Desmond Ridder. Josh Dobbs versus Aiden O'Connell. Bryce Young versus Jameis Winston. And all of which has spawned a social media discourse amongst fans and some sports media members alike, saying, we can't have this. This is bad for the NFL. All these backup quarterbacks, it makes for a bad product. What can the NFL do to ensure that we don't have situations like this moving forward?
Nothing! Would you want more protection for the quarterback, Rob? What media members, Rob, are calling for stuff? They're legitimate media members calling for something?
I'd like to know because
you
none
agree
of it
with
makes
me,
sense.
Rob?
Yeah.
And I mean, look, anything more and the quarterbacks are playing touch football.
But, Chris, I grew up, when I was watching football, they had in the grasp. You didn't even have to bring the quarterback down. If you had his jersey, Chris, they would credit you with a sack.
Yeah.
In the grasp. They did that. Because there was a year when they lost like 8 or 9 starting quarterbacks from guys, you know, Lawrence Taylor. I'm talking about in the day. I wasn't in the media, Chris.
Right.
I was just a football fan watching it. And they were, Joe Montana used to get roughed up. All these players, quarterbacks, were roughed up. Phil, the Giants, when they won the second quarterback, Chris, second Super Bowl with Bill Parcells.
Jeff Hostetler.
Phil Sims won the quarterback. He got hurt.
Right.
I could go on and on and on. So they came up with all of these janky rules, including in the grasp. Go back and watch when Michael Strahan set the record for sacks, Chris, against Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He barely touched him, and they called that a sack. It's like the worst, like, record-breaking moment I've ever seen in sports.
Well, Favre just went along with him.
You remember
right?
that? Yeah, here it is. I'm giving myself up and fell down.
Right. No, I mean, Rob, and look, we haven't had a ton of quarterbacks getting injured every year for like the last 5 to 10 years. This is an aberration. This is a strange year. I don't know why all of a sudden this year you had so many quarterbacks getting injured. But, Rob, I just think it's a fluke year. Because, again, last year we didn't have this. We don't have this every year. Lamar Jackson's had a few injuries, but I think that's just kind of Lamar.
Chris, there's nothing left
to do. I think Joe Burrow is injury prone, period.
That happened before he got in the NFL.
He got injured this year, his calf injury, which he ultimately overcame, and then it was a wrist. But the calf injury, Robbie, was in practice rolling out. Nobody touched him. And so I'm with you. Like, there is nothing that can or should be done. I think we have to just look at this as an aberration, a strange year. Look, Josh Allen's one of the most physical quarterbacks there is, and he's not hurt.
Oh, wait a minute. I did come up with an idea. We can do something. Let me stop. We can bubble wrap all the quarterbacks and put them out there. I mean, other than that, Chris, there's nothing left.
No, it's
they've
like
already
I said,
been
anything
protected
else
like
they're playing
like,
touch football.
Like anything. Like you cannot do anything. You can't roll on them. You can't fall on top of
them.
Right.
You can't do anything. You got 300-pound defensive linemen sacking quarterbacks, Rob, and making sure they don't put their weight on them.
Right.
I mean, my goodness.
They've done it all to try to help it, but football is a physical game, Chris.
Yes.
People get hurt, and I get it. The NFL is harder to watch without good quarterbacks. It just is.
No doubt. Those matchups aren't intriguing.
They're just not intriguing or entertaining. Make you want to watch, Chris. It's just not the case, and it's disappointing. And that's what we talk about all the time. I just cannot get over how few quarterbacks there are. Like that, like they're just like when I look at the backups and the other guys who are around. My God, aren't there a hundred college football teams, Chris? And there's like 9 quarterbacks in a country of 330 million people. They're like 9 competent quarterbacks.
It's hard to do, man. That to me, that's the hardest thing in sports. It's the hardest position to play. So that's why they get paid the huge money. At least you know the ones that are the best deserve it, and then you got everybody else cashing in as well. But, look at some of the injuries. Aaron Rodgers, Achilles, he's 40 years old, okay? Usually you aren't playing football at that age, all right? Tua is not hurt. He's one that's been injury-prone. He's not hurt. Lamar's not hurt. I mentioned Josh Allen not hurt. Joe Burrow, injury-prone. Deshaun Watson, it just – sometimes you get injured. That's right. All you can chalk him. Can he pick it up to? The Anthony Richardson for the Colts, a rookie, plays a style. He runs a lot, and he's a physical player himself. Got hurt. Trevor Lawrence, kind of flukish injury with the ankle. Somebody got pushed into him backwards and rolled onto his ankle. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is still standing, thank God. Who else is hurt? I'm looking through the teams right now. Derek Carr, what was it, Rob G, with him? Was it a concussion with Carr?
Concussion and a shoulder.
Yeah, and a shoulder. And then, you know, Rob, that's – I'm looking through these. Got Kirk Cousins. He's older as well. He's an Achilles injury. And that's Daniel Jones.
Stafford. Okay, he's hurt. Stafford missed some games, Chris, yep, for the Rams. Yep. He was out. Yep.
So,
well, I'm curious as fans, what you know, what do they want to see? Do you want better
you
protection
can't do
for quarterbacks, or it is no, what please. It is, and we got to go this way? I think they're going to be people, Chris, who basically want them to be in bubble wrap and be guarded.
Put a red jersey out there.
Yes, and don't touch them at all. You could say like, "Hey, boo, I tackled you or I sacked you, and you got to, you know, like
Rob,
I don't know what else
you,
is left."
Rob G, you mentioned media members. Really, are there legitimate media members out
yes.
there?
Yes. Now, in full disclosure, most of them who are complaining about it are in the fantasy football space.
Okay.
Because
okay.
That obviously that's where their bread is buttered, is by seeing the stars perform.
Oh, most of the media.
Yeah.
The
ones that I saw, the ones who are complaining about
media.
It, it's okay. like, you know, nobody, it doesn't benefit anybody when Jake Browning is throwing 350
right.
yards in fantasy
that
football.
That makes sense, though, Chris.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
Gosh.
But
I get it. My answer is sorry. But I get it, Rob. You and I grew up in a time when football wasn't king. And yeah. what's made it king is fantasy football. Make no mistake about it. It's that, the gambling and the
gambling
fantasy football.
Gambling and fantasy football, Chris, yep. 100%. Before fantasy football, I tell people all the time, when they took Monday Night Football off of the network and all kinds of other stuff that was going on, they had to have blackouts because people wouldn't buy
yep.
tickets to go. Like, yep. don't kid yourself. And fantasy yep. football changed that.
So that's significant that they feel that way. But I'm sorry. I don't want to see any more safety rules. Rob, we saw it in the Chiefs game Sunday night. The Packers defender hit Patrick Mahomes. Now, he hit him hard. Mahomes was fine. But he hit him hard as Mahomes was going out of bounds. Mahomes was still in bounds. And they gave him a penalty. Because he hit Mahomes near the sideline. It was a clean hit, but they protected the quarterback. And I was upset with that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, speaking of kind of cool, here's the opposite of cool, the New York Jets, who have been, Rob, just a flat-out comedy of errors this season ever since Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So, Rob G, now there's – we talked about it a little bit yesterday. All types of news circulating about Zach Wilson and does he or does he not want to play. And, Rob G, kind of summarize this for us and then take us to some sound from Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. So this all popped off yesterday when The Athletic's Diana Russini and Zach Rosenblatt reported that the Jets want to make another switch at quarterback, and their hope was to bring Zach Wilson back under center. However, according to The Athletic, Wilson was reluctant to step back in because he was concerned about potential injury risks. That's what their report was. Robert Saleh addressed the report. Actually, the report leaked in the middle of his press conference, which was kind of fascinating. So he addressed it immediately during the press conference.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You're doing the press conference.
Did he look comfortable?
No, he tried to shoot it down immediately. He even said on the record, if he was reluctant to play, guys, he would not be here, right? Shot it down. And then, which is kind of funny, later on that afternoon, had his weekly radio show with Michael Kay on ESPN New York Radio. And he did admit that it's, quote, conceivable that Wilson told someone in the Jets organization that he was reluctant to return to the lineup. And so, but he wouldn't hold that against him if that was the case, because it was a private conversation. Well, today, Aaron Rodgers made his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show. And he was not happy with the report, number one. And number two, the fact that it got leaked to the public. Take a listen.
When you use sources and try to assassinate someone's character like that report does for Zach, I have a real hard time with that. I mean, you're basically saying that this kid is quitting on the team and doesn't want to play and has given the middle finger to the organization. What is your impetus? What is your motivation to try and bury someone like that? And that's a problem with the organization. You know, we need to get to the bottom of whatever this is coming from and put a stop to it privately, because there's no place in a winning culture where, and this is not the only time, there's been a bunch of other leaks. I think it's at its core, and I think it has no place in a winning organization to be a source on, especially not if you're going to assassinate somebody's character, and especially not when it's someone that I really love and care about like Zach Wilson.
All right, Rob, we talked yesterday. Remember, I brought this up that, man, our job was getting sources. So great job from all the reporters that were out there getting this information. Aaron Rodgers, his anger should not be at the reporters. They're not trying to assassinate his character. They're just trying to tell you what's going on with the Jets.
Right,
to be angry, it should be with whoever leaked it from the organization, if anybody.
Right, but I didn't hear that. I thought it was about the reporters. He was talking about in the organization.
Well, initially he started with the reporters, and then he went.
Yeah, the reporters have nothing to do with it. Yeah, that's the old
messenger.
You know what I mean? Like that has nothing to do with it. And I will tell anybody, Aaron Rodgers and everybody else included, Chris, some of the greatest journalism in American history were unnamed sources. Okay.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because
you're only going to get the truth in some situations.
Exactly. We don't just grant it to everybody and anybody. Like that's how you get information sometimes, and people can't give up who they are. Now, if you have a leak or a mole, as we used to call them in Detroit, Chris, a mole or whatever. That's something for an organization up to hunt out. And we've seen that happen. I've seen PR people and whatnot get fired they feel like they, Chris, have leaked stuff to people. Stuff all the time happens. And there are leaks. But that's inside the organization, not the reporter's fault.
Yeah, look, if I was Zach Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, he said he's close with Zach, I would be upset. Like I said, great job by the reporters, but if I was one of them, I would be like, man, and now it depends on how everything went down. I mean, was he open? Was Zach Wilson openly talking about, man, shoot, I don't even want to get out there with that offensive line anymore.
Right, you know, I might get crushed.
Was it just him talking out in the open? I doubt it, but if that were the case and somebody leaked it to the media, that, whatever, that's one thing. But if he went to people, Rob, in confidence, an assistant coach, maybe the QB, you know, Nat Hackett or a QB coach or, you know, one of the front office members he feels he has a rapport with and can be a confidant, and they turned around and leaked it. Again, great for the reporters, but I get it. I'd be mad, too, if I was Zach or Rodgers in this situation. And, Rob, I also think this was kind of Rodgers dropping the hammer because, you know, we saw the report last week about Robert Saleh, Nat Hackett, and Joe Douglas, the GM, being safe as far as their jobs because Aaron Rodgers wants them back. So I think Aaron was like, I'm sure he knows about that report, too. And so this was him also maybe sending a message, you know, to the organization, like, don't let me find out who it was because you'll be gone.
And he's right. I mean, it doesn't – it can make people feel like you quit on a team and you don't want to play and all that. That's very serious.
Makes
so I do
bad.
Get that. It right. does. It's not
– I don't think a reporter was trying to do that.
No,
but
because it's not a column where somebody's right. writing that. That would be point. One thing. This is a report that somebody in the organization, someone that you have a dealings with and you respect and you believe it. Like, let's, Chris, you worked at a major newspaper, at the greatest newspaper in the world, the New York Times. They don't allow you just to, oh, yeah, well, I got a source and I'm going to write this or whatever. What? Like, where are we getting this from?
Right.
They
got to
believe in you that you got somebody who's giving you information. Not just any and every old thing can be not sourced and written in a paper because there are ramifications.
Rob, the way that they have handled this, I mean, you and I disagree. You think they never should have even gone into the season with Zach Wilson.
Well, I just didn't feel like, and you know where I was. I never thought he was going to play well. I know people are like, give him a chance. And this,
yeah, that's how I was. I'm like,
right,
look,
but
I'm not
I just didn't think so. You know what I mean? I just didn't think he was.
But once he showed after a few games, they were fortunate, Rob. They actually won some games even as he was playing badly.
Right.
But once he showed that he couldn't really play well, that's when, I mean, the Carson Wentz was out there. We heard it from Ephraim earlier. Jameis Winston may have been able to be, you know, a trade, somebody you trade for. Joshua Dobbs even. Jacoby Brissett, could you have gotten him? Who knows? But, Rob, their season, look at the AFC. I mean, you got teams that are 6-6. Heck, even 5-7 are still alive.
And blame the Jets
the
for
Jets,
that.
And the Jets, granted, they only have seven. What are they?
Four.
What are the Jets? 4-8?
Yeah.
They're pretty much done. But if they had a legitimate, a competent quarterback, Rob,
they probably could. Chris, they could
be
6-6 if they had a good quarterback because of the defense. They probably would have won two games that they lost.
If not, and they may have even been above 500. And that is on them. And now, look, once you decided you were sticking with Zach, Rob, then as far as I'm concerned, you should have just stuck with him. I mean, and I know he looked horrible, but you go to Tim Boyle?
And then, and
like
Chris,
you and I said, how is this dude even in the NFL?
How? Did
He's
nobody
friends with
else?
Aaron Rodgers, we know that.
Right.
But come on. The dude, he couldn't play in college. I mean, he wasn't even serviceable in college. How in the world? And I get it. We've seen guys. The most notable example was Tom Brady, who wasn't great in college. He was solid. You know, he was solid at Michigan. But obviously, some guys will play better in the NFL. But not Rob, one touchdown, 13 picks.
That don't even make sense.
That's
you
got to say.
How did you even get to play that long, Chris, to have that many interceptions? You know what I mean? Like if you're the coach.
I don't think it was that long. I think he was just throwing picks left and right. He only had one TD. But yeah, I mean, so why are you going to him? You thought he was the answer?
And then Chris, they give him two starts, and then they release him.
Right. He can't even stay on the field.
Right.
And they just signed Brett Rypien. Okay, wow. You know, the guy from the Rams you should have went after was Carson Wentz.
Yep.
I mean, come on. I don't think they should fire Robert Saleh. He's a defensive coach, and I get it. He's the head coach, and he coaches, you know, he's responsible for the whole team. But the defense is very good, and these guys still are playing hard. He does seem to me to have the respect of the players. So I'm fine with him, but I will say, Rob, the mismanagement of this situation, and I think it's come from higher than him. I don't know if it's Joe Douglas. I don't know if it's Woody Johnson, but the mismanagement of this thing has been a joke. I mean, they look like some village idiots going about this.
When people ask why the Jets are a bad organization, Chris, and oh, they're snake bit, they have bad luck, and all this other stuff, you're not that bad that long without there being a reason why. I've said that about the Lions for a long time. Making the wrong hires, Chris. Firing Jim Caldwell.
He's 9-7.
Right. And I remember Bob Quinn was the GM there, Chris, and got up there at the podium before they hired Matt Patricia. And when they fired Jim Caldwell, you know what he said? 9-7 and losing in the playoffs isn't good enough for us. That's what he said.
They haven't won nine games since.
I know.
Will this year.
But you know what I mean, right?
Or nine? Yeah, they're 9-3 now. But well, they were 9-8. My bad, 9-8 last year.
But with Patricia, they won nine games total in his tenure in Detroit.
Right,
something like that.
Right. And Caldwell, Rob, they made the playoffs two out of his 4 years.
Yep.
I mean, for Detroit, that's really good. So yeah, I agree. I mean, they look ridiculous, and you know, they have ruined a season. It wasn't just Aaron Rodgers' injury; it was the way they responded afterwards that ruined their season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
And our next guest, SiriusXM NBA radio host, New Orleans Pelicans TV color analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, world champion, friend of the show, Antonio Daniels is back. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? It's been a minute. It's great to talk with you.
Man. I hope you had a good offseason.
Yes. Oh, definitely did. Truly, truly blessed. How are you guys?
We are great, man. Great to be speaking with you again. And let's start with the in-season tournament. The Pelicans are still alive. They won yesterday. I expected them to lose to the Kings. Good win for them. And they await the winner of the Suns and Lakers game tonight. So first, just tell me in general, what are your thoughts of the tournament? Do you think this is a good thing? Is this something you would have liked and enjoyed back when you played?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, I love it. And for me, anytime you have this amount of engagement in late November and early December when you're in competition with the college football playoffs, bowl season, the NFL, I think it's fantastic. A lot of people had issues with the courts and the colors of the courts and all this other kind of stuff. I didn't. I liked it because I knew that if I was watching the game
right.
with a court that I didn't recognize, that it meant something. It meant something different. So I think that Adam Silver and the NBA's brain trust, similar to the play-in tournament, they knocked this out the park. Obviously, there may be some little tweaks moving forward. You know, on our show, we talked about the point differential. And is there another way to possibly rank teams outside of point differential because you're putting players in harm's way, so on and so forth, this and that. But overall, I love it.
Antonio, could not disagree with you more. I think this is another – when we look back at Adam Silver's run as NBA commissioner – this will be another one of load management, different colored courts to try to get people. Why not just get, if the players who fans want to see would just play it during that.
How do you do this that?
This is not like college football didn't start last week. And people watch the NBA. The NFL has always been around during this time. It's not going to change. If the NFL puts four games on Christmas against the NBA, the NFL is going to win. Does that mean you need to change the color of the courts? I just don't even understand the whole rationale of it. I don't.
Okay, so here's my question. Because you said guys just need to play. And I could not agree with you more. I cannot agree with you more. But there are certain things that we say in real life that are easy to say and difficult to do. Cliche statement. Like when as a player, when the coach says, you know, we have to play 48 minutes of mistake-free basketball. That's impossible.
I get that, you know? I just think the league, like this is not soccer. You're not reinventing the wheel. I just don't believe anybody's going to say, "Oh, LeBron won the first play-in tournament."
He has
a mark over Michael Jordan. That makes him the GOAT. Or if he loses, people will say nobody cares about that tournament. That you can't hold that against LeBron. Who wins on this?
Right. What Chris did not say, he asked how I felt about the tournament. He didn't ask if I feel like these tournaments will impact guys' legacy.
Antonio, I'm personally with you. I like it. I think it's a good idea. I think there's no harm to it. And I think years from now, I think eventually this will become a big thing. You know, and obviously it's not the NBA championship and it's not meant to be. But I think like 15 years from now, 10 years from now, Jordan won't be even in this. But if you're talking about some of the greats, you might say, yo, so-and-so has three rings and five in-season tournament championships.
Chris, I don't believe that's going to be a conversation.
I don't think it could be a problem.
I can tell you this, though. I'm going to tell you what I can tell you. Calling the game last night in Sacramento in the in-season tournament in the quote-unquote the quarterfinals, I have not called a game this early in December that felt like that one. I can tell
right,
you that, Rob.
Because guys, look, Antonio, when you were in college and you guys played in a Christmas tournament, it didn't mean it wasn't the end of the world. It didn't mean you were going to the NCAA tournament.
You wanted to win it.
Right.
You're
competitive. You want to win it.
We weren't even getting financially compensated either.
Exactly.
And
that's all it is.
All right, I'm the old guy. Get off my lawn. But it just hasn't moved
you are.
Me. I see the courts, Antonio. They just don't. I like to watch NBA basketball, and I don't need bells and whistles and colors
know,
to get me attracted.
And I mean this respectfully, though, Rob. You're like, it's not just about you. Because this engagement, you're a basketball head, though. You love basketball. It's about bringing in other people that maybe aren't as in tune to the NBA as you are.
Antonio, you know what I mean? He loves baseball, and if they paint it – If they painted the baseball infield purple,
no,
he'd love it.
I would not. I love baseball, but I'm not going to get into it like that. All right, let's go on
Antonio,
something
let me ask you this quick, because we talked about you calling games for the Pelicans. How do you feel about them? I mean, I honestly, we're seeing a lot of young teams. I mentioned the Kings. Obviously, Orlando out east. You've got Oklahoma City. You got Minnesota in the West. And that's where the Pelicans are supposed to be, in my view. Like, they're supposed to be near the top of the conference. And maybe they'll get there, but they're not right now. How do you feel about how they're playing, and specifically Zion? He's playing regularly, which we all love. But I would like to see more than 5.5 rebounds a night from a guy with that, you know, physical ability. What's your take on the Pelicans and Zion?
Well, here's the thing about New Orleans thus far. They haven't been healthy. Again, that's been the issue so far. So we can look at Zion playing in games. He just played his first back-to-back this past weekend. We can look at B.I. being healthy. But Trey Murphy just came back. Trey Murphy played in his second game of the year yesterday. His second game of the year. C.J. McCollum just returned from a collapsed lung. Jose Alvarado just came back about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Najee Marshall, about a week before that. So when you're not healthy, it's tough to kind of get a sense of what the team can become. But I will tell you this. They check all the boxes. They check all the boxes. When you look at length, athleticism, defensive prowess, toughness, firepower, star power, and versatility, the ability to play big and small, they check every box when they're healthy. And as Mike Brown said yesterday, when you get guys back like C.J. McCollum and Jose Alvarado and Trey Murphy, that makes this team so incredibly difficult to defend. Because you're not defending Zion with one guy. You're going to throw multiple guys at him. Once you throw multiple guys at him, now you have other guys that can knock shots down. So it's tough to make an assessment on this team right now, but the one thing that I can tell you from day one of training camp, even though Jose wasn't in training camp and Najee wasn't in training camp and Trey Murphy wasn't in training camp, is the fact that they check all the boxes across the board.
Okay. Let me ask you about Denver. Do you like them? Obviously, you know, trying to repeat is very difficult. Jamal Murray with the ankle injury, but they got – a lot of, you know, I like their team a lot, and as long as the Joker's there, and if they get him, if they're completely healthy, I like them to repeat. Where are you just watching Denver this year so far?
Here's my thing with Denver. I am not on the side of it's Denver and then everybody else. I don't feel that way. I feel like depth in this league is incredibly important. But it depends on the perspective that you're looking at it from. The fact that Bruce Brown is no longer there, the fact that Jeff Green is no longer there. Now the best player that you have coming off your bench right now is Christian Brown. They have a legitimate five. We know that. They have a great starting five that is battle-tested, that is experienced, and that have gone and won an NBA championship. But once you get past those five, what are you looking at? That's my issue with the Denver Nuggets so far. So I'm not on the side of, well, it's the Denver Nuggets atop the West, and then everybody else is the next tier down. I don't feel that way.
Antonio, if you can do it in 30 seconds, we know you played for the Spurs, so you're connected to that organization.
My
what are
God,
your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama?
Fan. I'm a fan, but just like I told the Spurs fans this summer, it's going to be a process. He is not stepping into the same situation that Tim Duncan stepped into, where you have David Robinson and Sean Elliott and Avery Johnson and Mario Elliott and Steve Kerr and all those guys there. So it's going to be a process of growth and learning. And this is weird because the Spurs fans aren't accustomed to this. They aren't accustomed to losing at this level. But you can't deny the fact that you've ever seen a 7'5" man this fluid and this skilled. But it's still going to take time, no matter how you look at it.
He's giving you 20, 10, and 3 blocks.
And he's not
individually,
year,
right? It's
and
not
he's
even
still
close.
Not the rookie of the year. He's
no,
still not
he's
the
at Holmgren.
Year,
Holmgren,
yep. Right?
No,
but let me ask you this: with the way that they're losing, what is that about? I know they got a young team.
I don't
team,
put that on him at all.
No, I'm not saying I'm not even bringing up Wemby. I'm just meaning in general. What? I'm shocked. It's like 30 point losses every other
I know,
night.
But the thing is, like Rob, we know old teams don't win in this league, and really young teams don't win in this league. That is a really, really young basketball team. Like, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. That Houston, to turn the corner, they had to bring in Jeff Green, Van Vliet, and Dylan Brooks, and a new coach in Ime Udoka. You have to have a mix of youth and athleticism and exuberance with guys that are battle-tested, experienced, and that have been there before.
All right,
so
that's our man.
You're going to have to add some guys to their roster.
That's our man, Antonio Daniels. Great to talk to you, man. I look forward to speaking to you through the season.
Yes, sir. See you later, buddy.
For sure. Appreciate you guys.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.